This is going to be uncomfortable, but trust me, totally worth it. Cassie coaxed Dana to arch her back higher, squeezing everything just so. You look incredible. It feels weird, Dana said. I'm starting to sweat.
Totally normal, Cassie said. Hold it right there.
The angles were just right. The light streaming through the open windows cast the perfect amount of shadows and ethereal glow. Dana's naturally red curls glinted with gold undertones, and the lace chemise she wore was sheer enough to showcase the constellation of freckles across her unbelievably unblemished skin. Maybe it was the blush or the body shimmer placed just so, or the fact that Dana was sweating, but she was sparkling all over. A corny person would say she was glowing from within, and that's exactly what Cassie wanted to capture. She took in the entire scene for another moment, stepping back a few paces to admire her work. We're ready. You are ready. You're a goddess. The second she saw Dana's eyes light up with the compliment she gave her, which Cassie genuinely meant, Cassie pressed the shutter release. Bingo. They shot for another 30 minutes. A seasoned pro, Dana was able to twist and exaggerate her body in exactly the way Cassie had envisioned for this photo shoot. Starting a new series was always daunting, but it was the first time in a while that she had a project of her own to work on. Not that she could complain about her boudoir photo shoot business, buxom boudoir, but Cassie longed for more time to do whatever she wanted. She was lucky that Dana, a plus-size model, had a new line of pinup-inspired lingerie, and, luckier still, that Dana was her very best friend in the whole world. Because working on the national ad campaign for Dana's collection of sexy underthings was exactly the type of thing Cassie wanted to work on to take her career to the next level. Beyond the pretty makeup and sexy lingerie, Cassie enjoyed her job the most when Dana stopped sucking everything in, exposing body rolls and dimpled legs, let out a sigh, and stuck out her tongue in exaggerated exhaustion. Cassie took a few more rapid shots until Dana flicked her off, and Cassie had a hunch that would be the shot they loved the most. Cassie connected a USB cable from her trusty Canon EOS 5D camera to her laptop, giving the images a minute to upload. She gazed at Dana, who had pulled on a silky floral robe, the same one she and all the bridesmaids had worn the morning of Dana's wedding. Cassie hadn't seen Dana look so happy and relaxed and beautiful since that day until now. Knowing she was going to be a part of her best friend's biggest dream, starting an all-inclusive lingerie line that was smashing the patriarchy one thong at a time, was beyond fulfilling. The early online support from Dana's announcement of her collaboration had been overwhelmingly positive, and Cassie knew her vision for her pinups with a twist would be well received. Jesus Christ, Dana, Cassie said, focusing on the photos. Your boobs are, quite frankly, the tits. Dana's fair skin bloomed in a crimson flush. For someone who had spent most of her time in front of a camera scantily clad, she blushed so easily. Thanks, dollface. I couldn't have done half of that without you. Only you can get me in those positions. She joined Cassie in front of the laptop screen as Cassie scrolled. Sure, there were a few duds here and there, but when the photos worked, they really worked. Cassie knew the angles of her best friend's body better than anyone, except maybe Dana's wife, Ricky, and she knew the vibe she wanted to convey. Undies with caution tape emblazoned on the trim do require a certain panache, Cassie teased, and I think we got it. I cannot wait to see the underwear you designed on a model's ass on the side of a bus.